Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. It is a pleasure to be here. It is a gas to be here. It is exciting to be here. We are back in the Space Park Production headquarters, where we seem to have been able to do well yesterday. We got a good show off, and it seems like we weren't bombarded with internet situations. So again, we'll try to fix the situations that are in the studio. We had about a year and a half of really good runs there, and apparently there's been a change there. We're still investigating that, but in the meantime, we are here. It causes us to do a show that's a little shorter, but you know we've always done what we have to do. And guess what day it is, huh? Guess what day it is? Come on. Mike, come on, Mike. It's hump day, that's right. Hump day. Yeah. God, I love that commercial. I'm pissed at them that they wouldn't let me join the affiliate program, but you know what? I do love the commercial. Hump day. Yeah. Anyway, if you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, it's because you haven't seen the commercial. And Just go to YouTube and check out the Geico commercial. Funny. It's just funny. It's stupid, but golly, it's funny. It just really is. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Come on, Mike. Mike. It's hump day. Woohoo! Anyway, it's hump day. Welcome to Wednesday. Because it is a day that God has made, and we will be glad in it. Today we're going to talk about, obviously, the Trayvon Martin case is still going on, and the possible aftermath of that case, and people are already calling for calm. That just doesn't bode well for those of us who believe that George Zimmerman is responsible for the death of Trayvon Martin and needs to pay in some way, shape, or form. But you know what? We're also realists. What I'm not going to do, if for some reason George Zimmerman is exonerated, I'm not going to take to the streets and burn down my own damn neighborhood. That would make me stupid. And I may be a lot of things, but I'm not stupid. I'm not going to get crazy and burn down my own damn neighborhood. I always wondered about these riots that happen after controversial cases. It isn't like the rioters take the uptown bus, and then take the train to the suburbs and then start burning down the suburbs, and start burning down the Whole Foods, that only go in the suburbs. They go into there. Some of these people are ne'er-do-wells and troublemakers to start with, and anarchists to start with, that stay in these neighborhoods where they know that they're not going to face any resistance. And the criminals steal, and the anarchists burn. Why? Because I guess they get practice. I don't know. And what happens is that the only grocery stores in some of these neighborhoods, the only place where people have a chance to buy fresh fruit and fresh foods, you know, whether that's to sustain their families, are burned down and looted and the like, and whatever little economic development happens in these communities is destroyed when this kind of stuff happens. You know, the community eats itself out from the inside and very rarely recovers. And we've seen this in communities all over the country, in Watts and Newark and Detroit and Chicago and areas of Chicago and Los Angeles. That never freaking really come back from these kind of incidents. Parts of Miami, like Liberty City, and they never come back. They never come back. And Sanford, Florida, is when you're talking about those communities, is small. It's tiny. When you're talking about in comparison to the cities I just mentioned, even the Liberty City area of Miami. Sanford, Florida is rural in comparison, but you know what we have to do, and it is a sad commentary that we have to be on guard for. Golly, I almost cussed. I gotta stop cussing. I gotta stop cussing in my head. I don't cuss out loud, but I gotta stop cussing in my head sometimes, you know, because it's just as bad. You know, you know, some of these people who are basically just troublemakers and not upset about this or that. But they find they have found a reason. They have manufactured a reason for chaos, to participate and to lead in chaos. So we do have to call for calmer heads. It looks like, I mean, from a thinking person's viewpoint, it looks like that George Zimmerman is going to walk. You can never tell, obviously, what a jury's going to do, O.J. Simpson, because O.J. was guilty, and you know he's guilty, and every black person in America knows that O.J. Simpson is guilty, including O.J. Simpson. But police made a whole bunch of errors, and I think that probably because of the errors they made, the jury made the decision they made. They were there listening to the testimony, every single bit of it, without any outside influence. You know what, Casey Anthony, the jury was in the courtroom listening to every bit of evidence, and they were in a jury room without any outside influences. So there wasn't any evidence there. Although the court of public opinion, which we think out here somehow, which a lot of people think that somehow matters, that it matters what we think. You know, that we like it matters what I think. I know that in that situation, it doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter how I feel. I mean, it just doesn't matter. I get it. I get it. I have an opinion, but like, you know, opinions are what armpits. Everybody's got them, and they all stink. Yeah, exactly. So, but we are calling for calm in this situation. We're calling for prayer. I believe that if we lay down if Christians lay down a blanket of prayer on America right now, and in this, that can go a long way to preventing anything that might be harmful to people. You know, that's really the key. I think that's really the key. The key is that what we need to do is start laying down a blanket of prayer over this situation, over people's hearts. That those that would be hurt, those would that would be angry, that those that would be upset would be comforted. That will be comforted. That would have the, you know, that the Holy Spirit would comfort them, because the Holy Spirit is the comforter. That's what we need to do. You know what? If you're wondering what you need to do, it's not like stockpile weapons and prepare for the great race riot. That's not it, because first of all, that's not going to happen. But the idea is to pray, to get with, you know what, this weekend, you know what, in your houses of worships, in your churches, in your synagogues, in your mosques, it's to pray for quiet, to pray for peace, to pray for understanding, to pray that this community in this horrible tragedy can come together and not be ripped further apart. That's the key here. That's what we need to be doing. That's how you need to be thinking. That's how you need to be focused. And if we do that, we'll get a whole long way to being in the place that we want to be. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Willie Lawson Show right after these messages. We got stuff. Hey, Texas. Texas, you're getting it done. Texas is getting it done. And remember, it's hump day! Yeah!
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff. Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Many young women find themselves facing unexpected or unwanted pregnancies each year. They often feel they have nowhere to turn. Tiny Hands That Hold My Heart was written specifically to show these women that they are loved and that their baby is a gift from God and not a mistake. This is a book of hope and inspiration with a unique combination of encouraging words, high-resolution photography, and relevant scripture. The booklet illustrates a baby's growth and development in the mother's womb. More importantly, it reassures women that they are not alone in their situation and God is ever present. To learn more about the entire scope of this project or to ask questions, please visit tinyhandsbook.com. Once again, that address, tinyhandsbook.com. You can also write Tiny Hands Book, 4525 Motorsports Drive, Concord, North Carolina, 28027. All contributions are tax deductible.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271. 297271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Welcome back to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you being here. Listen, we've we're doing pretty well. We're building relationships and getting involved in affiliate programs with some pretty top flight people. You already know about Vivint, and we'll talk about them a little later. But the one about what we've, but there is somebody new. Listen, if you want a really fantastic, amazing experience, you know that Blue Man Group is the group for you. Blue Man Group has a turbocharged, its newest show in Las Vegas with electrifying music, sensational technology, and innovative new ways of interacting with the audience. The new Mega Enhanced show is a thrilling, energy-infused experience that introduces a wildly inventive musical instrument and a humorous look at robots and creativity, and a mind-blowing, literally, tour inside the neural network of the human brain. You know what? Each night, the Blue Man deliver an extraordinary spectacle as well as a soulful and primal kind of euphoric experience that makes you feel vibrantly alive and more closely connected with the people around you. You know what? And if you've seen them before, and or you've seen the ads on TV, you know that if you somewhere that you want to see Blue Man, that you know you need to see the Blue Man Group. You know you need to see Blue Man Group. So listen, here's what you do: call this number 888-461-6558. That's 888-461-6358. 888-461-6358. And you know what? Call them, get tickets. If you want to help, if you want to see Blue Man Group and you want to help the Willie Lawson Show, 888-461-6358. The Blue Man Group in Vegas and New York and Boston. Call them up now. Get tickets. All right, listen. Go Texas. Go Gadget Texas. You know what, we dogged out Texas pretty bad on the Blame Republican segment that we did on Porch Talk Radio on TV here in the Tampa Bay area last Saturday. We dogged them out pretty good because how are you a Texas Republican and screw that up? You know, because all of us want to grow up and meet Texas Republicans. We always say, when it all goes bad, I'll meet you in Texas. They've got their own freaking power grid, and heck, to be a Republican in Texas can't get any better than that. But you know, they screwed that up with an abortion bill in the Senate, allowing all sorts of pro-abortion, baby-killing miscreants, God-haters into the Senate chambers. Wendy Davis, the head demon, filibustered for 11 hours, and all in all, prevented a vote from being taken that Rick Perry had to call, if you remember what was called a special session, in order to get this done. But the Texas House approves sweeping abortion restrictions. According to Reuters, the Texas House of Representatives approved the sweeping abortion restrictions Tuesday, including a ban after 20 weeks of pregnancy and tougher standards for clinics that perform the procedure. The vote of 98-49 came after a full day of sometimes emotional debate before the measure could head to the Senate. It needs a final vote from the House, which is expected on Wednesday, which is today. The House approved the same proposal during the previous session, but it failed to pass the Senate because they couldn't get their act together. Okay. That's not what it says, but that's what I mean. That's what I said. Planned Parenthood, the country's largest provider of abortions, says the proposed stricter standards for clinics could cause all but six of the 42 abortion facilities in Texas to shut down. But the bill author, Republican Jody Lautenberg, said no facility would be forced to close. Yeah, you just got to obey the law. Nobody's going in. Nobody in Texas is going in and forcing people to close. You just now have to obey the law. There are standards for clinics, whether that clinic is a place to get manicures and pedicures. There are standards in Texas, just like there are in every state in the union, for places that do tattoos and piercings. There are standards for places that are emergency clinics. You know what, the walk-in clinics. There are standards that have to be made, and the government of Texas has the authority to make those standards and enforce those standards. And if your business doesn't, whether it's a place that does pedicures or manicures or a walk-in clinic or a place where it does tattoos and piercings, if it doesn't meet those standards, then guess what? You can't do business. And Planned Parenthood, the bunch of baby-killing sons of bitches that they are, you don't get a pass just because the president, you know what, just because you have the president stuck in your butt. I mean, that's just, sorry, you just don't get a pass. There you go. Did I say that okay? Everybody happy with the way I worded that? Because it was just coming out. I don't know. You don't get a pass. Anyway, Texas Governor Rick Perry, a Republican who opposes abortion, called lawmakers back to Austin for a second special session to reconsider the proposal. Most lawmakers in the Republican-controlled Senate favor the bill. As a matter of fact, I read earlier that actually it got more votes the second time than it did the first time. It actually got more votes to impose these restrictions than it did the first time, and the ban on post 20 week abortions. Those are the kind of abortions that Dr. Gosnell was practicing, basically delivering live children and murdering them there on the table. And I, you know what, it doesn't make any difference to me what your question is, you know what, when's it a baby and people's rights and people's bodies. But when you deliver a live child, first of all, it's not even in your body anymore. And you allow the doctor to kill it on the table and throw it in the trash like some piece of meat. And guess what? He's a murderer and you are. And I know this sounds terrible, but I really don't give a crap. And you're an accessory. And anybody there who's watching it happen is also an accessory to murder. If the baby is born alive and then you snap its neck, you killed it. Like it's an unwanted dog. Sorry. You don't get to do that. You know, when I saw a sign, I was watching, I'm looking, you know what, and keep your, and the sign was, keep your rosaries off my ovaries. Oh, that was so flipping clever. It doesn't have anything to do with religion, necessarily. It has to do with what's right and what's wrong. You know what, even atheists, apparently these atheists keep telling me that they have some sort of sense of moral, that they have a moral compass. I'm not quite sure where the hell they get it from, but they say they do. And none of them will tell me that murder is ever okay. No matter where you are in your faith life, whether you have one or you don't have one, I've not found one person to say, well, murder is cool. Murder's okay. Rape's fine. Rape? What's rape? I've never found anybody that says that rape's okay, that murder's okay, that taking stuff from people taking things that don't belong to you from people is okay, that stealing is okay. But somehow, And even the atheist who thinks that they get that naturally, I don't know, crazy people, that it just comes to them naturally, that they're born that way. Well, and when actually, if you watch children, they're born exactly the opposite. They'll do whatever because we are naturally selfish beings. Anyway, rabbit trail. Sorry, back on track. The idea is that these folks think that, and even those folks know that murder is wrong. So how can these women, that's the most amazing part, these women stand there with signs like keep your rosaries off my ovaries, my body, my choice. Well, you know what? It's not your body when there's a human being in there. And that, you know what? And you can be mad about that. You can be pissed off at God about that, that that's how it's designed, that's how mammals work, that the female of the species carries the young. Well, you know what? You can be pissed off about that. But you know what you can do to make sure that doesn't happen to you? I'm going to say it. You keep your legs closed. How about that? No, well, what? That wasn't politically correct? You keep your legs closed. How about that? How about if you just, there you go. If you keep sperm out of there, you won't get pregnant. Only one woman in the world had a baby without sperm. Her name was Mary. The rest of y'all, if you keep your legs closed, you won't have that problem. And if for some reason you can't find a way to keep your legs closed, if you just can't find a way to do it, if 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 the draw of sex is just way too much for you, if you act like an animal, if you act like a alley cat in heat all the time, and you just need you just got to do it, then you know what? Get some and if you're in that state, you know what? Get yourself fixed the same way you fix Fifi. Yeah, that's it. You know what? And I guess the way I'm putting it this morning is a little strong. Well, it's probably really strong. It's probably even offensive. But the idea is very, very simple, that you don't get to kill people for your convenience because it's not the right time for you to have a baby. You don't get to kill people. You're looking for inconvenience? Wait till they're 6 and 7. Huh? Yeah, you wait till they're 6 and 7. You wait till they're teenagers. Talk about your inconvenience. Because it's not about you anymore. And if you can't handle that, then get yourself fixed like Fifi. Just as soon as you get that itch, go get the snip. Get it done. Sterilize yourself. And then have as much sex as you want, I guess. On your dime, I guess, because I ain't paying for it. I'm not paying for your birth control. I'm not paying for your condoms to keep you from getting AIDS. I'm not. That's all on you. Your body, remember, your body. Your choice? Yeah, your body, your choice. And one of your choices is off the table, is not to kill the baby that you have because you're irresponsible. And because you hook up with a man who's also irresponsible. Yeah, guys, let me help you with that. Let me help you with something. See, you thought I was just going to mess with the girls for a second. Let me mess with you, too. You know, if you're running around here not wearing a rubber, impregnating girl after girl, woman after woman, and walking away, hoping that they'll just have an abortion, that they'll just kill, guess what? You're an accessory, too. You're an accessory after the fact. You let that go on. If you know there's a murder, if you know someone's going to be murdered, and you don't do anything, yeah, guess what? You're an accessory after the fact. That'll put your ass in jail, too. So if you're that guy, that you feel it's on them, it's on the woman, because it's in her, you know what you ought to do? Just go somewhere and get snipped. Just like you do, just like they do spot. Works the very same way. They put you, you know what? They lay you down on a table. They hang your jewels out there. They make a small incision, blip, 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 blop, blop, and then they go snip, snip, and they burn the edges. And after a few days of having some frozen peas in your lap for a while, guess what? You're off and rolling. Now, again, if you don't want to get AIDS and die or any other venereal disease, condoms at that point you're on your own. At least you're not out there bothering children that you won't take care of and that get murdered because of it. Be responsible, for goodness sakes. You know, that's what this is all about. This is about responsibility. Be responsible. Women, don't get pregnant. Don't have something. Speaking of your body, your choice, you know what? You weren't so damn particular when you laid up with that man and got pregnant. You weren't so my body, my choice then. Were you? Golly, nobody talks to people like this because everybody gets their feelings hurt. Who are you to talk to me this way? You know, and liberals will tell you, oh, it's just men telling women what to do with their body. No, guess what? It's just humans telling other humans you can't kill that other human for your convenience. It's humans telling other humans you can't kill that human for your convenience. It has nothing to do with men telling women what they can do with their bodies. That's a straw man argument. That's all bullcrap. What it's simply about is one human to another saying, yeah, you can't kill that other human because, you know what, you got to finish school. You got to get a good job first. You haven't traveled the planet. You've already got too many of them. Sorry. Or that one may be sick. Welcome to the world, y'all. You know what? And with and this pisses me off, frankly, because with every way possible anymore to take care of these things before it happens, that's available to you in this country for free. No matter what Sandra Fluke says, little hussy. No matter what she says, this crap is free. There's not one single solitary health department that you can't walk into anonymously and pick up as many condoms as you can carry off in your little fake Gucci bag. And nobody even has to know your name. Don't tell me you can't do it. You can load up that little fake Gucci bag with all sorts of various and sundry condoms. Sorry, you can. To keep from having a baby and keep from getting AIDS or some other horrible disease. So you don't have to kill the baby because you couldn't find a way to get a condom. Now, you know what? If you're too stupid to find a way to get a condom, then you don't need to be having sex. And that goes for boys and girls. If you're too stupid, if that concept is just too hard for you, too bizarre for you, that you can't get a condom, and then, girl, you can't make this boy who's about, and I'm going to say this in as clinically a way fashion as I can, because we need to talk about this like grown-ups. If you can't find a way, if this person doesn't care about you enough, who's about to put his penis into your vagina to put a condom on, then what the hell are you doing? Then you're going to tell me later, when you want to kill your child, when you want to kill this human, it's my body, it's my choice. Okay. Please. I wish some adults would show up here. I wish some grown-ups would show up here in church today. I wish some grown-ups would show up here in church today. That's what I want today. Some grown-ups to show up today. It's amazing. Well, Texas, you're about halfway there. You know that Governor Perry is going to sign it. And you know that Planned Parenthood is going to fight it. But that's okay. You're about halfway there. Proud of you. I'm proud to be an honorary Texas Republican again. Take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Willie Lawson Show right after these messages. Listen, Blue Man Group tickets, 888-461-6358. Call. Helps us. Helps us here on the Willie Lawson Show. If you want to go see Blue Man Group, 888-461-6358. We'll be right back.
Let me get Eugene to answer, and let me just recite the question to Eugene. Is liberation and transformation inclusive of giving parents the freedom to choose their own school?
Well, let's just say I'm going to paraphrase a gentleman who came through the D.C. public school system a number of years ago, Wilson High School. His name was Warren Buffett. And he says, you know, there's an easy way to solve the problem in schools like Washington, D.C., where he, you know, spends a lot of time. And he says, you know, we could create great public schools, but we'd have to almost abolish the private schools, force people to utilize their tax dollars in their best interest where their kids are going to school. So,
please join your host, Ken McClinton, on the Exceptional Conservative Show, right here at acnation.com. at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Thursday, as he lays out his battle plans. and stand shoulder to shoulder in the fight to take back our country. Tuning in live is easy. Go to acnation.com and click on the play button in the Blog Talk Radio player. Be sure to visit the official webpage for show lineups and other details at theexceptionalconservativeshow.com.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
The United States is the home of the free. Our high quality of life is based on our ability to be safe and secure. And the place we treasure that security more than anywhere else is in our home. That is why the Willie Lawson Show is associated with Vivint. Vivint is number one in home automation, energy management, and home security. Vivint offers the very best in remote monitoring and control for the modern family. To get more information, call 877-739-1469. That's 877-739-1469.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you being here. Really, Vivint. You know what? Once you see some of their stuff and how they do it and how simple it is and how inexpensive it is, you want to give them a call. Give them a call and find, you know, my deal is give them a call and find out. Call doesn't cost anything. It's an 800 number. You know, it's an 800. No, you know what? 800 number used to be 800, but 800 numbers have turned into all sorts of things. 800 number is easy. 87. This is an easy one. It's 877-739-1469. It's 877-739-1469. Vivint, home security, home automation, and energy conservation in your home. And you know it's going to be a big deal because the president of the United States is waiting for electricity prices to skyrocket. In his own words, this guy wants to make your light bill. Don't say it like they say it in the hood. He wants to make your light bill go through the roof because he believes that's necessary. That is amazing. That's why you need to get hooked up with companies like Vivint. Again, their number is 877-739-1469. My friend Ken in the chat room asked me about how my weight loss is going. It's pretty good. As a matter of fact, you can track that if you go on my Facebook page, More Liberty, Less Weight. I don't know. Oh, don't ask me. You just come to my mind and I just write it down. Don't ask me how I got there. You just come to my mind. I write it down. that's the deal. So, you know, you got to start living it. Yes, I start, you know, doing something. Do something. Get moving. Do something. We can all do a little something. You know, I got my medicine, and now that I'm able to walk a little bit, then I take my chubby butt out there and I walk a little bit. You know, and it's worked. You know, and I know that, you know, I lost 2.2 pounds from last week, and it's like a teaspoon in the ocean. I get it. you know, I don't feel like, oh, look at me, man. Ha ha, I'm ready to go. like a teaspoon in the ocean. But it, you know what? But it's heading the right direction, and oh, praise God for it. We're down from 284 to 277.2, down 2.2 pounds from last week. And you can follow my journey on my Facebook page. More liberty, less weight. All right. Listen. Ocean's getting smaller thanks to global warming. My friend Ken is back in the chat room. That's great. Apparently, it's getting smaller. I'm not sure where the water is going because the Earth is a closed system. Just want to let everybody know. Just saying. If it ain't ice, it's water. If it ain't water, it's gas. And if it ain't gas, it's water. Just saying. It's a closed system. How it works. And parts of the planet will continue to be cold. It's a closed system. All right. One of the things that I learned, there's a book out there called 1 Minute Managers. Found it for years and years and years. It's a great book. If you haven't read it, it's a short read. You can read it. You can easily read it on a plane ride. You can easily read it. If you have if you're on a train, you have a commute of 45 minutes or so, you can pretty much get it done in 45 minutes or an hour. It's a really short book, but it's a really powerful book. And one of the concepts in the book is it's to catch people doing well. So you can give them what the book calls 1 minute praisings. And it has the concept of 1 minute praisings and 1 minute reprimands. And 1 minute praisings are extremely, extremely important because if you give enough of those, then you can give a 1 minute reprimand when somebody screws up, and you know what, you've got enough emotional money in the bank, so to speak, to make that reprimand very, very powerful. Now it's going to be a little bit longer than a minute, but I'm going to cheer the House Republicans on a little bit right now. I know. Here, Boehner guy. Yeah, we should fire him. Oh, people keep forgetting that John Boehner's not hired. That John Boehner is a representative from Ohio, and he was duly elected. Yeah, we should fire him. We should send him. I don't think people get the concept that dude is duly elected by the citizens of his district. Although the other representatives don't have to pick him to be Speaker of the House anymore. We can't fire him. We should fire him all. I'm not sure what that. Anyway, that's a whole other show, folks. Whole other show. Anyway, the House Republicans are pushing to slash the IRS budget by 24%. Well, that's a doggone good start. That, you know, and I'm for getting rid of the whole kit and caboodle tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. It could all go. They could just close it up and sell off all the computers and equipment and all of it, all the office furniture. Because I would drive up there in the Aztec for some of that office furniture. I'm sure some of that office furniture is nice. And that way I could sit here on the Willie Lawson Show in a really nice high-back leather chair. Because you know there are some high-back leather chairs in the IRS building. You know there are. And I like to get them for a song. So I'm for closing the place up and me driving up there in the Aztec and getting me a couple of them high back leather chairs on the cheap. That's really where I am in all of this. You know, that's where I am. that's it. thank you. Mary says that by her calculation, if I continue to lose 2.2 pounds every week, eventually I'll weigh nothing. There you go. But the idea is that I want them to go away. But you know what? If you can cut their budget this year by 24%, and next year by 24%, and the following year by 24%, by 24 years they'll be gone. Well, anyway, the bill would place additional restrictions on spending at the IRS and prohibit employees from implementing the individual mandates in the Affordable Care Act, commonly referred to as Obamacare. It also bans conferences, the production of videos, and curbs. Yeah, it bans the production of videos. Well, they've got a TV studio. I need that equipment. Not only should it ban, I'm okay. Not only should it ban the making of videos, it should sell the equipment. It should give the equipment away to me. Or it should sell the equipment. Why do they have a TV studio? They have a, you know, that you didn't know that, did you? The IRS has a TV production studio. So of course they made videos. Of course they did. I'm sure they did weddings and bar mitzvahs, but and it curbs what lawmakers see as a number of abuses in the IRS. The fiscal 2014 spending bill figures were released Tuesday by the House Appropriations Committee Chair Hal Rogers. The legislation would give $9 billion to the IRS, which I think is just a flippin' outrage, which is $4 billion less than what President Obama requested and $3 billion less than what the House Republicans gave last year. In fiscal 2013, the agency budget was around $12 billion, and the House is talking about giving them $9 billion. I got an idea. How about nothing? How about nothing to the IRS this year? Y'all don't have money. You know, you say, y'all ain't got no money left, though, from what y'all had last year. You had 12 billion dang on dollars. What'd you do with all that money? You spent $12 billion? Good God, what did you do with all that money? See, it was $12 billion. And you're telling me it's all gone? I think we need to get somebody in to audit y'all or something, because y'all spent $12 billion and you can't tell me how you spent it. That's what I think the deal is. Until you can tell me how you spent that money, you're not getting another dime. I can't see how that's responsible behavior, that you would spend $12 billion. You can't remember. Don't you got any receipts or anything for what you spent? No. Yeah, we're going to have to have a meeting. You're going to have to come to the office or something, and we're going to sit down and figure out what you did with all that money. That sound familiar? That's what we need to do. That's exactly what needs to happen. That's exactly what needs to happen. And that needs to happen fast. That needs to happen right now. That needs to happen right this very minute. It just needs to happen. Somebody should sit down with the IRS and say, we need to have a meeting. You need to come to the office, and we'll sit down, and we'll try to figure out what you did last year with $12 billion. Audit the IRS. That would be my solution. But you know what? Cutting their budget, cutting their allowance, is I think a good part of, you know, and guess who's upset about the cuts? The cuts aren't sitting well with the National Treasury Employees Union. Now, first of all, one more of those governmental unions, public sector unions, that these people work for you and I, but they got a union. So who are okay? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this for the people who went to public school. That'll be me too. And everybody in my house. Well, except my kid. He went to private school until like eighth grade. That's maybe that's why he's smarter than the rest of us. But here's the deal. He's definitely a more hardcore conservative than the rest of us. Good God. You know, he was saying to these women, they should, you know, these women who are, and this is completely rabbit trail. People who have more than one baby out of wedlock and take a lot of you know, with federal dollars, blah, blah, blah. He said that these women should lose their vagina privileges. Yeah, my kid's hardcore. It's like they should lose their vagina privileges? Yes. And I won't go any farther than that, but I thought it was pretty funny. In any case, my deal is, talking about public sector unions, see, I remember you thought I was lost. This whole idea of unions are employee versus management. It's got to be that sort of relationship, employees versus management. because employees have concerns and managers have concerns. And when those concerns are at loggerheads where they're at different purposes for some reason, then it's got to be a versus relationship. So if you have got public sector unions, who are is it versus? Is versus you. These public sector unions are you are the you taxpayer, you the people who pay the bills. Yes, you. They are versus you. It is public sector unions versus the taxpayer of the United States. That's what these public, especially the federal public sector unions, it's them. It's the, in this particular instance, it's the National Treasury Employees Union versus the United States. It's versus the United States taxpayer. What kind of insanity is this? This is crazy. This is nutty. This is Dadaism. This is incredibly ridiculous. So of course they're not happy with the cuts because it represents 150,000 employees. 150,000 of employees that you pay for in 31 agencies and departments. So of course they don't want their money cut by $3 billion because that means their dues go down. And you know what? They can't have all their fun and frivolity and excitement and enjoyment because, you know, these people have such sucky jobs in the mines. Okay, they don't work in the mines? Oh, well, they're outside and they're in the heat and they're battling the animals. And no, those people won't do that in the National Treasury. So they all work indoors in AC and they've all got free health care? What the hell are they crying about? I don't get it. The IRS spent $12 billion last year. If that doesn't aggravate you, I mean, if that really doesn't aggravate you, nothing does. They spent $12 billion, and they don't have any idea what they did with it. It's gone. I don't know. They're like a teenager. Well, you know what? For those of you, I don't know if those of you have kept kids, but you ever give the kid money to go to the store? And they bring back the thing that you sent them for, and then they go to their room, and you're thinking, "Come on, say it with me, parents. Where the hell is my change? did I give you $50? Yeah, uh-huh. And how much did this thing cost? $31.20. Hi. And they look at you like, what? Where's my change? Oh, no, I got something. Where is it? Well, I don't have it now. What was it? Well, it was something. You have a receipt? No. This is the IRS. There is no way on God's green earth that the IRS spent every cent of $12 billion last year. They just didn't do it. I'm gonna help you. They didn't. Because y'all believe that, but they didn't. They didn't spend $12 billion. That money is somewhere. In somebody's house or something, because they didn't. And I think that the House of Representatives shouldn't allot them a plug nickel until the IRS can come up with records on how they spent their money. All of it. In every project. Because first of all, let's get back to the basics. They work for me. So you are if you work for me, you are accountable to me. And you're not accountable to the National Treasury Employees Union. You're not. Who cares? I don't care about them. As a matter of fact, they can go away. They can drive and blow away. It doesn't make any difference to me. Here's the deal. The IRS is accountable to the U.S. taxpayer. And right now, the IRS has been unaccountable. It's been irresponsible. It's been out of control. And until they can be audited by an outside agency, And prove to the American public, to my satisfaction, that they can account for every nickel. A lot of you work for people all the time who listen to the show who you have to be accountable for every nickel. If you work in the banking industry where you're dealing with finance, you got to be accountable for every nickel. You know, I work for the High Life Fronton. Here in town, one season, and you know what? We were accountable for every nickel. We're talking about millions of dollars moved through that place in the course of a season, and you're accountable to the management of the Fronton and the state of Florida for every single solitary nickel. So guess what, IRS? If you're going to hold the American taxpayer to an exacting standard, and you do, we are going to hold you to that very same standard. Call 202-225-6205 and tell Speaker Boehner, not another nickel to the IRS, not another nickel, until they can account for the $12 billion they got last year. My name is Willie Lawson. We'll be back with more of the Willie Lawson Show right after this message. Golly, I don't know about y'all, but I'm having a doggone good time. We'll see you in a minute.
On the Edge with Alan Potashman, bringing you the edgiest in conservative talk, Mondays at 10 at your conservative safe space, here on the AC Nation Radio Network at acnation.com. We'll see you there.
First, there was the Lincoln bedroom. Then there was
no controlling legal authority.
Now there's a whole new way to buy access to the president. Introducing Organizing for Access. For just one easy payment of $500,000, you too can get the privilege of quarterly meetings with President Obama. You could even become an ambassador.
Excuse us? This just looks bad. It looks like the White House is selling access.
Don't listen to him.
They get the access while you get to write a letter?
Now, thanks to Organizing for Access, painful letter writing is a thing of the past. Why waste your money on expensive corporate lobbyists? We beat their price because we sell direct to you. But wait, you might be wondering.
I don't want somebody else pulling my strings. They write the checks and you get stuck with the bill. We've got to change how business is done in Washington.
But with Organizing for Access, change miraculously disappears. Incredible.
That suggests that access to the president is being sold.
But I would direct your questions to them.
You're not denying the point that if you give $500,000 or more to this group, you get access to the president.
I would refer you to the organization.
Wonder what candidate Obama would say about this.
I love you back.
Order now and we'll throw in a private meeting with Vice President Joe Biden completely free. Or pay $1 million and you don't have to meet with Biden ever.
Unchained.
Call today and become a charter member of Organizing for Access today. We accept all major credit cards, personal checks, and large sacks of cash.
They get the access while you get to write a letter.
The United States is the home of the free. Our high quality of life is based on our ability to be safe and secure. And the place we treasure that security more than anywhere else is in our home. That is why the Willie Lawson Show is associated with Vivint. Vivint is number one in home automation, energy management, and home security. Vivint offers the very best in remote monitoring and control for the modern family. To get more information, call 877-739-1469. That's 877-739-1469. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to the Win Watson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you being where you are today. Listen, and if you're a fan of Blue Man Group and you're taking a vacation with a family, with a wife, and you think that you know what, you've seen the commercial, you think it's the coolest thing in the whole world, you know what, it really is. And you want to know, well, how do I get tickets? Well, you know what, and help Willie Lawson Show at the same time, because that's what you're always thinking. How can I help Willie? He seems like he needs help. Yeah, and I do. So you know what, instead of calling the regular sources to get tickets, call this number, 888-461-6358 to get Blue Man Group tickets. There you go. Easy enough. We got approved to be an affiliate of Blue Man Group Productions, and we're excited, as you can tell. If you are looking this summer to see Blue Man Group, if you're already going that direction, listen, don't go to your regular ticket people. Just call this number, 888-461-6358. And even if you're not, call them anyway. Hear what they have to say. Spend 4 or 5 minutes on the phone. Find out if it's a good thing, and then participate. How about that? All right, 888-461-6358. That's Blue Man Group. All right, listen, we're back. Now, I'm not sure, you know, everybody knows that the Trayvon Martin trial, the George Zimmerman trial is still going on here, and it looks like that the defense is going to wrap up this week. And we remember, and a lot of us are upset. A lot of conservatives are upset or got involved or started noticing this. Why? Because of the big protests and rallies that were led by Al Sharpton, and of course anything that Al Sharpton has his hand in, we know is stinky and nasty and wrong and upside down and terrible, right? I don't know the last time any of us saw Al Sharpton do anything that we could all get behind, right? Am I telling the truth? You know what? I don't know that there's one thing that I can remember in recent history or even in the distant past that Al Sharpton got involved in that I really cared about. You know, it's, especially since I realized who Al Sharpton was. Now, maybe when he was working for James Brown as his road manager, I was cool with Al Sharpton. Maybe I was, because I didn't know who he was. And maybe it was not screwing up people's lives. Tawana Brawley. Yeah, by the way, Tawana Brawley still owes those people money. A third of the settlement that she hasn't paid, and they just caught up with her, living under an assumed name. Anyway, just saying. So this is this guy's history. Yeah, he's got Tawana Brawley wrapped around his neck like a big albatross. So there you go. But you know what? You know what's worse? I'll tell you what's worse. That in an article in the Daily Caller, documents reveal that the Justice Department of the United States facilitated anti-Zimmerman protests. A division of the U.S. Department of Justice was deployed in Sanford, Florida in 2012 to provide assistance for anti-George Zimmerman protests, including a rally headlined by activist Al Sharpton, according to newly released documents. The Community Relations Service, the CRS, a unit of the Department of Justice, reported expenses related to its deployment in Sanford to help manage protests between March and April 2012, according to documents obtained by the watchdog group Judicial Watch. The CRS spent $674.14 between March of 2005 to 2027, related to having been, quote, deployed to Sanford, Florida to work marches, demonstrations, rallies related to the shooting and death of the African American teen by a neighborhood watch captain, which is, anyway. CRS spent another $1,142.84 for the same purpose between the 25th and 28th of March. So we're talking about $1,700. And now you're going to say, $1,700?
Well, why are you bitching about $1,700? We're talking about a $17 trillion bet.
Mark Levin. You see my little Mark Levin going on there? I wouldn't do that in front of him because he's a big guy. He'd punch you in the face and your face would cave in. It's not even the money. Why in the world is the U.S. Justice Department showing up here in Sanford, Florida, to facilitate protest rallies for Al Sharpton? That's my question. My question to Eric Holder is, why is the Justice Department facilitating in any way, shape, or form a rally, a protest, a march, in any way, shape, or form to be headlined by Al Sharpton or anyone else for that matter? Anyone else? Why are they in Sanford, Florida? And I mentioned to you earlier that Sanford, Florida is a fairly small little town. The CRS spent $892 to provide support for protest deployment in Florida between March 30th and the 1st. Another $700 here and here. It seems amazing that the suspension related to the anti-Zimmerman protests continued through mid-April. Local government officials noticed the Department of Justice's efforts in building bridges of understanding. If you can't handle a protest or a rally in your town, Sanford, then you don't give the permits to have it. And you call in the state, whatever, either to do it or to break it up. Do you think because it was Al Sharpton? I don't know. Let me get back to my chat room. I got some smart people in my chat room. Do you think because it was Al Sharpton that Al made the call to Eric Holder and said, you got to help me set it up here. You got to help me set this rally up. That they had a call from MSNBC and said, you got to help us set this anti-Zimmerman rally up. You think? Do you think that's how it went down? You know, we've been saying for weeks and months and years that that NBC and MSNBC especially, it's just the propaganda wing of this administration. We've been saying that for a long, long time, haven't we? Is this stuff actually starting to play out? Because now we know that the IRS has been the enforcement wing. We know that MSNBC is a propaganda wing, and what they needed was a little muscle, a group from the DOJ to make their protests and their TV appearances happen. Again, if you don't think, and this story for this reason only, if you don't think that elections are important, if you don't think that the people who are in these bureaucracies, if it matters, this is the kind of stuff that we will be dealing with forever. Forever. If for some reason we can't get it together and work together. You know, I was on the Facebook last night, and somebody had a post about Republicans and conservatives being able to get it together and stop the infighting. And I understand that a lot of times we just we're sort of independent cusses, and we just simply have disagreements amongst ourselves, and we don't have any problem with stating those disagreements. But as I look out on the horizon, I look out on the political horizon, the horizon of my country, and I sit quietly on my porch and I look out and I look out at the horizon from left to right and right to left. What I see is if there's anything that is done drastically to change the direction, and without being hyperbolic, this will truly, in a very short amount of time, be a country that we don't recognize. And it isn't like the United States won't be here. We'll be here. Will we be relevant in the world? No. Will we have a say in how we live and how our kids are raised? No. Will our kids grow up as prosperous as you and I are? No. Will they grow up as free? Will their children, will our grandchildren, live in a free society? Will they live in a place where it doesn't matter where you come from, it matters where you end up? No. And I'm not being overly emotional or again hyperbolic. I'm not, but I just don't see, as we move forward into this socialist state, how these governments over the past 50 or 60 years have flipped the script to having a society that the government works for the people, turning it into what the rest of the world is, the people working for the government, the people working for the state. Now, if you're looking for what makes America exceptional, that's really the key thing. The key thing is that it's a governmental system where the government, the state, actually works for the people, to improve the lives of the people, to preserve their freedoms, to preserve their liberties. Not the other way around, where in a lot of countries that were monarchies, where the people worked for the king or the queen or the emperor or the empress, or in socialist states where they worked for the good of the state. Everyone works toward the good of the state. Here in this country, it is the state that works for the good of the people. They are our employees, not the other way around. And I believe unless we can start working together as Republicans and conservatives and people who love and care about liberty, regardless of your stripe or your label, it won't be very long. Not very long at all before you wake up in America and it's not the America that you remember. My name is Will Austin. We'll be back in just a few moments for more of the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio.
Think our country is doing just fine?
Nope.
Do you want the cultural, financial, and political analysis that you just don't get from the mainstream media?
Hell yeah!
Then join David and Brian Terry, the Mayflower Brothers, Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an hour. That's David and Brian Terry on the Mayflower Brothers, Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on acnation.com. See you there.
You're listening to AC Nation.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of the two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
The year was 1976, and Ronald Reagan had just lost a hard-fought battle for the nomination that had reached the convention floor. This is Steve Elliott. For Reagan's team, it was a devastating defeat, made even more bitter by the fact that this was likely Reagan's last run for office. After all, by 1980, Reagan would be the oldest man ever to run and win the White House. The next day, as Gerald Ford took the stage to accept the nomination, he unexpectedly called for Reagan to join him. Chants of speech, built to a roar with each step he and Nancy took. Nancy later recalled Reagan saying to her, quote, "I haven't the foggiest idea what I'm going to say." The Gipper, having just been thrown into political exile by his own party, proceeded to deliver a stirring and impromptu speech that left many in the arena saying, "We nominated the wrong guy." As close advisor Martin Anderson recalled, Reagan, quote, "never gave up. It was this incredible crushing defeat, and it didn't crush him. He just came back up, shook his head, and said, what's next?" The Gipper spent the next 3 years primarily at his ranch in California, researching and writing radio commentaries that were broadcast across the country. For years, it was assumed that Reagan simply was the voice for those commentaries. But now we know that Reagan personally penned over 90% of the radio content broadcast following his 1976 political exile. Ronald Reagan understood the core principles of thriving in exile, to build and to plant. During this late-in-life political exile, Reagan carefully honed the principles and policies upon which the 1980 revolution was built. There's much more to Reagan's story in the pages of Thriving in Exile. If you haven't done so already, please request your two copies, because the same challenge and the same opportunity stands before us today. In the face of our current political exile, and the shrinking economy, and the rising tide of statism, and even some of our so-called friends blaming all of these problems on us, we can rise and meet the challenge and build a better future for our nation and our families. Thanks for all you are doing, and together, let's build. I'm Steve Elliott.
Welcome back to the Will Watson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you being here today. I hope that you've had, heck, half as much fun as I've had. If you've had half as much fun, they're coming to pick you up. They are. They're coming to take you away. All right. One of the things that we've talked about this week too. One of the things on the horizon, like a runaway freight train. Is of course the ravages of what's going to be Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. But in Washington, call 202-225-6205 and speak to my friend John Boehner. The House Republicans on Tuesday seized on Obama administration 1 year delay of a mandate for larger employers. To offer health insurance or face penalties. Remember, we talked about that major provision yesterday being delayed 1 year. So they're going to hop on this. After more than 2 years of voting repeatedly and unsuccessfully to repeal the health care law, Republicans believe that they are getting traction thanks to what they see as Obama's administration's self-inflicted wound over their employee mandate. Now the House Republicans think that, let me help them. Golly, I know you guys are listening, so listen carefully. Listen carefully. You think that this is a misstep. And because you believe somehow that the reason they have delayed this provision is because that they know that it is a nightmare and a cluster. No, it's political. They are suckering you in. Anyway, we'll go on with the article. This is from the New York Times. House leaders began devising strategies that would most likely multiple votes, the first to codify the one-year delay on the employer mandate, then another to demand a delay on the individual mandate. They calculate that Democrats would first vote to back the administration decision, and they would have a hard time opposing the second measure, except that they will. Some Republicans raised the possibility that provisions to repeal the individual mandate could be attached this fall to legislation raising the government's statutory borrowing limit. So what they plan on doing is, oh, help us, Jesus. What they plan on doing is, hey, listen, we're not going to put the country into seven or eight more quadrillion dollars of debt. And if you want that, you'll have to agree to these terms. And the Democrats will say, you see, the Republicans are holding health care, the care of your children hostage. The only thing that the Republicans can do right now is continue to call for the full repeal of this onerous piece of legislation and call attention to this delay as evidence, even though it's for political reasons, as evidence that even this administration and Kathleen Sebelius and the rest of them know that this can't work. And you know what? I would gather up every business owner of 51 employees I can find, and I would make commercial after 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 commercial, showing the deleterious effects of just that one piece, that one provision of the Affordable Care Act, and its deleterious effect on the employers and their employees. You know what? I have a student that we spoke yesterday, and a lot of people at the Applebee's that she's working for are getting their hours cut. These are part-time employees. Let's call them near full-time employees, but they're part-time employees. And they've been used to working 35, 38, even 40 hours a week sometimes, that they're all getting their hours cut back to 27 hours a week. And this little girl who's entering her sophomore year in college at USF, I asked her point blank, do you know why? And she said, yes, because of the Affordable Care Act. And these people are freaking out. They're going to try to trap them. I mean, they're looking for other jobs. Why? And because they were doing fine where they were. They had developed a lifestyle, and they were doing fine where they were. They were in college. They were supporting themselves. And now, the very same people, unfortunately, that they probably supported, because it's a preponderance of young people, in this election is the very same group of people who is screwing them. Screwing them. And you know what? If Republicans, if you want to win this, this is what you have to do. You have to draw attention to what exactly is happening. Don't get cute. You know what? John Boehner, you can't do cute. President Obama punks you every single time on the basketball court. Here's the deal. Listen to me. Pull the truth out from the American public of exactly what's going on out here. Get outside the beltway. Get out. You know what? Don't even go back. Get outside the beltway. Pull a JJ Jr., and don't go back to your office inside the Capitol. And talk to people. This is the biggest problem I find with this new Republican Party. They spend more time talking to themselves and consultants than the American people. The solution is in the American people. That's where the solution is. That's where the solution is. The solution is right there. They'll tell you. This little girl, that's my saxophone student, she'll tell you. That's where it is. She mentioned to me that her dad, I mean, she's about to go out on her own, not very far across town, but she's about to go out on her own for the first time, and her dad made her, before he would he was good with it, said, you got to fill out a budget. How are you going to pay for yourself? How are you going to sustain yourself? And she said she was very afraid about doing it, but once she got it done,
And now that she's starting to live it, you know, she's very excited about her life. But this cut affects everything. This cut, because of this health care plan, affects everything. It makes it a lot more difficult for her and the people that, you know, her friends and her classmates. Makes it a lot more difficult. Republicans, listen to me. Get in the urban centers, because those people who are in the urban centers who have those part-time jobs are going to be the most affected. Get there and listen. Ask questions. Have you had your hours cut? How is that affecting your home life? Why have you had your hours cut? Don't wait. Don't wait till 6 weeks before the freaking election in 2014. Bunch of morons. That's what we need to be doing. 202-225-6205. Hey, listen, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it. We're having more fun than the law allows. We got to get out of here in a little bit. Listen, we've got two affiliate partners I need your help with. We got two affiliate partners. First, Blue Man Group. Folks, that if you are interested in seeing Blue Man Group around the country in Las Vegas or New York or Boston, I know we have listeners from all over the country. I know I'm talking to some of my friends in Florida, but we have listeners all over the country. 888-461-6358 and get your tickets through there. Why? Because that helps us, frankly. We are an affiliate and we need your help. There you go. Or if you're looking for a home security system, home automation system, because you need that system that will help you save energy, because the President of the United States wants the electric prices to go up. He wants your electric costs to go up. He wants them to skyrocket. In his words, call the folks at Vivint, 1-877-739-1469. That's 877-739-1469. And that helps us, and we appreciate that. And if you just want to help us directly, go to the WillAustinShow.com website and click the donate button right there under my picture. Golly, imagine how good I'm going to look when I lose 40 pounds. Ooh, goodness. And remember, it's hump day. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. We're going to head a little early. Thank you for coming. We'll have some videos up today on any number of topics. When you get the word that are out there, all you have to do is share them with folks. Listen, and if you're not on our list, if you're not on our email list, go to willielawsonshow.com/WLShowWP. There you go. I'll say it again. It is kind of weird. Go to willielawsonshow.com/WLShowWP and sign up for our email list, because we're going to have a blast really soon. Listen, tonight, make sure that you stop by Blog Talk Radio, and my friend Ken McClinton on the Exceptional Conservative Show comes on here at Blog Talk Radio at 9 o'clock to 10:30. Listen, you can listen, be informed, be all excited, and be calmed down in time for bed. It's fabulous. Thank you again for Ken and Mary and Bob in the chat room. We appreciate you. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, take care of yourself. We'll see you soon.